Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root! The Root! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not... This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to today's show. Today is Tuesday, the 21st of June. Great to be back in the saddle again today. And I'd lead off the show with more proof that we're dealing with radical, nutjob, communist takeover of the United States of America. These people are all insane. And they're just like the people I met at Columbia all those years ago, Columbia University. When I graduated class of 83, all my classmates were mentally ill. They were all insane. They were nut jobs. They hated America. They were viciously anti-American in a country where they had grown up filthy rich and went to the best prep schools and the best private schools and gotten the best teachers and tutors and everything else you could possibly imagine. But they hated America for it. They hated their parents for it. All of it, self-hatred. Just amazing. So the new Biden State Department racial equity convoy, can you imagine? Envoy. Convoy is a group of trucks, right? Envoy. The new racial equity envoy once said that white diplomats are too fond of America. That's what you're dealing with. Desiree Cormier Smith made the comments in an October 2020 interview with the Black Diplomats podcast. While she still served as senior policy advisor for liberal mega donor George Soros' Open Society Foundations. This is where all the communists hang out. The State Department named Smith to her new post last week with a charge to confront systemic racism and injustice around the world. That's all they think about 24 hours a day. The department described Smith, Desiree Cormier Smith, as a racial justice expert with a deep and steadfast commitment to equity and justice for all. So in fall of 2020, and keep in mind that her department, that she's not ahead of, prohibits statements that show hostility towards an individual because of his or her race. And yet the hatred of white people is okay. Department guidelines also prohibit discriminatory harassment in the form of racial epithets, jokes, offensive or derogatory comments, or other verbal or physical conduct based on an individual's race or color. So in the fall of 2020 interview, Smith said her white colleagues, when she worked in the Foreign Service, displayed an ownership mentality when awarding visas to foreign applicants. White diplomats, she said, were so protective of the United States, and they didn't want anybody who could sully the image of the United States because it's this perfect, shining city on a hill. Minority diplomats come with a certain humility that I would say a lot of white Foreign Service officers lack, adding, calling herself black, one of the black activists. We approach it with so much more empathy, she said. So when you sum it up, what she said was, white diplomats like America, and that's a problem. They're diplomats for the United States, and they're not supposed to like America. And this is what you're dealing with. These are the people you're dealing with. They are communists, they are racists, they hate white people, and they are mentally ill. And this is the Biden-Obama administration. Same thing you had for 8 years under Obama, now you've got it under Biden. Some bad economic news. The Biden economy, the average American will get together on the 4th of July, which is coming up in about 10 days. And their cookout or their barbecue will be up in price by 17%, prices for all the barbecue staples, including burgers, hot dogs, chicken, have gone up and could cost $76.94 for the average cookout for a family of four, and that's up more than 17% from last year's total of $65.46. Just more proof of the horrible inflation we're all undergoing. And I would say the average food prices are not up 17%. They're up 20%, 30%, 40%. And therefore, you know, anyone who says that inflation is this record high of the last 50 years at 8.5%, it's not 8.5%. It's in the 20% range or much higher. And 17% for barbecue staples is a good example. And meanwhile, none of this is going to get better because the CEO of ExxonMobil warns that oil prices are going to last at least 5 years. So $5 plus gas, which in California is already up to $7 and $8, he says could last 5 years. The world currently produces, consumes about 100 million barrels of oil a day. But that the equivalent of Kuwaiti's production, about 3.5 billion barrels a day, 3.5 million barrels a day, was being lost through declining fields. I don't see governments coming to pitch in when oil companies were losing money and borrowing when the oil price was negative, he said. So ExxonMobil has taken a 6.25% stake in the expansion of Qatar's North Field, which contains the world's biggest natural gas reserves. He said the project will bring balance to the global market, but he expects prices to stay $5 or above on average for the next 5 years. The New York Fed, their model of the economy sees the economy shrinking this year and next. The model predicts, as the New York Fed, the model predicts the economy will shrink 0.6% this year and 0.5% next year. And this is considerably more pessimistic than the outlook in March, when the same model from the same New York Fed predicted the economy would grow 0.9% this year and grow 1.2% in 2023. So I don't know what you call that except a terrible recession, negative economic growth. And at the same time that's happening, appearing on Fox Business Network today, Stephen Schork, principal of the Schork Group, painted a bleak picture of the U.S. economy and warned the U.S. is definitely headed towards a recession. The reason I bring these up, this is exactly my view. Again, this is not a stock market view. That's Kip Herridge's job. He's my stock market guru and economic guru on this show. And the economy could be in the toilet bowl, and it could be a horrible next few years, and the stock market could go up through the roof. So, and today was a good example. Today the market was way up. Let's see how it closed. I'll look at it right now with all of you. I know it was up 600 points at one point, and it finished up up 641 points and 47 cents, so up over 640. So great day today on Wall Street, but that has nothing to do with the economy on Main Street. On Main Street, and the reason this guy says the economy is bad, this Stephen Schork, is so in line with what I say. He says, with gas at $4.96, there's no positives out there. We're still at unprecedented levels, meaning that's the highest gas ever been. It's at levels that Americans simply cannot afford. When you look at the current rate of inflation, real disposable income, what we actually have to spend in this high-priced environment, is now growing at the fastest pace in 10 years. Our savings rate, lowest point in 14 years. Credit card debt growing at the fastest pace in 10 years. So clearly, we're running out of money and accumulating debt. As a matter of fact, our debt being held on credit cards is at an all-time record, over $1 trillion. So he says, my fear going into the summer is that people are so fed up with COVID that they're going to go on their vacations and continue to spend, come heck or high water, because of cabin fever, and reconcile the bills when they come due in the fall. That said, we've never had an environment like this before, with not just these high prices at the pump, but more importantly at the grocery counter, and we've never avoided recessions. We're on the cusp of recession if we're not already in recession, but we are certainly headed towards a recession. I think we're in it right now. And it's the same reasons I keep telling my great pal Kip Herridge that the average middle-class person cannot afford the gas and cannot afford the groceries. And this has got to come to a head sometime soon. It's got to come to a crash. But that doesn't mean the stock market won't go straight up. In response to a terrible Main Street economy for 8 years under Obama, with all the stores out of business and every day new reports of people losing their jobs, It was a terrible 8 years under Obama, and yet the stock market was up like a rocket for those whole 8 years. So the worse the news was, the more the stock market went up. But it's official. Nomura Bank is the first bank to call for a 2022 recession. And so the Atlanta Fed GPN Now tracker has collapsed to 0.0%, implying that a technical recession is now virtually certain. And Nomura is the first bank to call for a 2022 recession. And all of this comes down to the same thing. A CNN analyst was on the network the other day and suggested inflation is needed to achieve the green agenda. And I will rant about this for the entire next segment. I know we've got about a minute to go. I'll rant about this the whole next segment. This is Cloward Piven from my time at Columbia University. That's what this is. Cloward Piven was a plan to destroy America and overwhelm the middle class and bankrupt them all and get the whole middle class on welfare and government handouts. And therefore, they're the consumers of America. Without their money, all the small businesses go out of business. And with all of the middle class destroyed economically and small business destroyed economically, everyone begs government to save them and America becomes a socialist nation. And they're carrying it out right now with open borders, changing the demographics of America, and filling the country with people who want welfare from cradle to grave. And they're changing it with massive inflation. So no one can afford to get in their car, and truckers can't afford to take goods to market. This is a disaster. No matter what the stock market does, stock market goes straight up from here. The economy is headed for disaster. And everybody better make sure you have plenty of canned food, and the type of the type of equipment that cleans pool water to create good water. Whatever you need to survive a really bad time, get ready, because Wainwright's telling you it's coming.
Hello, I'm Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then lift it up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LaBrue, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Raw and unfiltered.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yeah, Wayne Allyn, welcome back to the show. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. We all know inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. We know the U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as the world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming, and you can see it. You can feel it. You can smell it. That's why I recommend you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company I recommend is Goldgate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. If you're among the first 100 callers today, tell them Wainwright sent you. They'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. So if you're among the first 100 callers today, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers. Call now, toll free. Even the call is free. Check it out. 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. So when we went to the break, I was talking about the CNN analyst who suggested inflation is needed to achieve the green agenda. And by the way, Biden himself, maybe not in those exact words, but has said something very similar multiple times in the past couple of months, that we need this to transition away from fossil fuel. These people are crazy. Even Bill Maher, the liberal, who sometimes actually sounds reasonable lately, was freaking out on his show the other day, and he was saying that you can't transition away from fossil fuel when you have no replacement for it. And there is clearly no replacement that works. You know? And so they're trying to bankrupt us. CNN economic analyst Rana Furhur follows the bizarre line of thinking in an interview on the Ezra Klein Show. Never heard of these people. I've never heard of Rana Forhor. I've never heard of Ezra Klein. And I really never heard of CNN, to be honest with you. Does anybody watch CNN? Suggests that inflation is needed in order to pave the way for a carbon credit-based economy. She says, this is something that I think, unfortunately, no politician, particularly the Democrats right now in advance of the midterms or a presidential election, want to land on, which is some of the transitions to a kinder, gentler, I believe more stable and ultimately more resilient economy are going to be inflationary in the short to medium term. What's the cost of something if you actually have a real price on carbon? And then you have to tally in how much it costs to tote it over tens of thousands of miles from the South China Seas. What's the cost if you have the proper environmental and labor standards? This is the conversation happening right now. And once you start pricing in all those costs, you start really thinking of the economy in a different way. And yeah, it certainly is inflationary. Basically, they're a bunch of intellectual elitist a-hats. And they are just trying to tell you that they want to bankrupt you. They want to make goods cost so much money that America has to turn away from gas and has to turn away to green energy economy. And the green energy economy, of course, costs twice as much, three times as much, four times as much than normal fossil fuel when it's not at the price it's at now. You know, the price was at under Trump when gas was $2.50 a gallon. No one could afford green energy. It was triple the cost. But triple the cost of $2.50 a gallon is $7.50 a gallon. And if gas goes to $10 a gallon, suddenly you could afford green energy. Except for the rest of your life, you're always going to pay $7.50 a gallon. And higher. So that's how they're making it palatable to the average American, by making gas such an unattractive alternative, you have no choice but to switch to green energy in an electric car. Disgusting. This is Cloward Piven. Destruction of the middle class. The purposeful, intentional destruction of the middle class. By the way, coming up next, before I forget, I want to mention we have United States Senator Marco Rubio coming up next. Great job in the last few days by my executive producer, Andrew Paul. Some great guests. Marco Rubio will have, I hope, the next U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania, Dr. Oz, on in the next couple days. We've got... We had Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State, yesterday under President Trump, also the former head of the CIA. And we had President Trump on last week. So it was a great group of guests. My interview with President Trump has made headlines. It's been a media firestorm for the last 48 hours. And as of this morning, hundreds and hundreds of headlines around the United States and around the Internet about my interview with President Trump and about his thoughts on running for Speaker of the House and several other aspects of the interview as well. When we get back, it's United States Senator Marco Rubio, as well as me talking about the thousands of flights at the airports that are canceled every single day. It's a disaster out there. I'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
St. Louis Fed President James Bullard says we have some work to do when it comes to the central bank tackling inflation. It's running at a 40-year high, and the Fed has raised interest rates in a bid to fight back. However, he insisted the labor market is very good and the economy should grow as the months go on. The Texas Senate Special Committee to Protect All Texans is holding a hearing on last month's Uvalde school shooting, which left 21 victims dead. Director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, Stephen McGraw, blames law enforcement leadership for the response to the shooting.
The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, we
Dana La Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire, coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas. And broadcast all over the United States by USA Radio Network. We got a great guest with us, Republican United States Senator Marco Rubio, calling in from Florida, U.S. Senator from the great state of Florida, the place where all of us are thinking about moving. The entire Las Vegas, every Republican in Las Vegas is thinking about moving to either Texas or Florida. Florida is just the most well-run state in America, and he is the United States Senator, one of two Republican United States Senators, Scott being the other one, from Florida, and great to have him on the show. Senator Marco Rubio, welcome to the Wayne L. Root Show. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
You recognize that you're in a state that everybody wants to move to now, right?
We see it every day.
It's unbelievable. Now, by the way, having said that, the entire California is moving to Las Vegas, Nevada. Every single car on the street, every car on the highway, and every car, if I'm in a casino, I count license plates. Every license plate says California on it. The entire California. We're a zero-income tax state, but we're a blue state with zero income tax at the moment. At least you have a nice red state with economic freedom and personal freedom and no desire to mask everyone and vaccinate everyone against their will. So I give Florida great kudos, a great job by DeSantis, and I'm sure you're proud to be from the great state of Florida.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think Florida did it right in a lot of ways, and I think that's why people have been attracted there. The pandemic was a serious thing, and I think we have to treat people like grown-ups. I think you deal with it, and then you have to go on with life, and at some point you have to start balancing costs and benefits.
Right.
And there became a point where some of these restrictions, the benefits of those restrictions were far outweighing the costs, and yet people wanted to stay with them. Look, I mean, look at schools, right? We have an entire generation of Americans here that have been permanently damaged and hurt by being out of school for a year and a half, imposed on them by people whose kids were going to private schools and were getting private tutoring, while these kids in public school were lost a year and a half, 2 years of learning, and we're going to be seeing the impact of that for a long time, and so I think we avoided the worst of that in Florida.
Well, and I think you're going to be seeing the impact of the economic cost of closing businesses and labeling them as non-essential. You know, it's funny because there's a lot of luck in life, Marco Rubio. You know, some of life is about skill, but some is luck. And every friend I've got who owned a restaurant for like 30 years before the pandemic and was filthy rich and their restaurants were super successful, they all survived the pandemic just fine. But the ones who opened a restaurant in the year or two before the pandemic all went out of business and they lost everything. So, I mean, if you label non-essential or say only 10% of the tables can be used and you can't play live music and you have to wear masks and pretty soon no one's going to restaurants, all the ones that were unstable in the first place or new or young, they all went out of business. I don't know what these people are going to do the rest of their lives, but they've certainly been impacted economically in a very negative way by very liberal rules that did not work. And in Florida, you let everybody kind of make their own decisions and survive, and the restaurants were packed. And the restaurant owners made money and hired new people. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, look, when you face a situation out there, you got to balance out, okay, these things aren't without costs, right? It's a lot like medicine, right? In medicine, you give people medicine sometimes to treat a disease. Disease is bad, the medicine's bad, but the disease is worse than the medicine. You would never give someone medicine that's as bad as the disease or worse than the disease.
Right.
And yet that's what we did when it came to COVID, at some point doing tremendous damage to people's livelihoods and things of that nature. So, you provide people information about how to protect themselves, and then at some point you've got to get back to some level of normalcy. And look, there are still parts of this country that up until the other day, you know, earlier this year, were still not doing that. D.C. was one of them.
Yeah, I like your analogy because it's like if I came up with a mild case of the flu and the doctor said we're giving you a round of chemotherapy. Well, that would make no sense at all. And it might even kill me for the flu that wouldn't kill me. And I think that's, you know, COVID was real and I said that from day one. I'm not one of those hosts that ever said it's not real. I just said there's no point in over-mandating what we're doing in response to it. If you get it, you get it. If you live a healthy life, it'll probably be a very quick 2-3 days of your life or maybe a week and you'll be fine. But the people who are dying and you have to be careful about it where people already had cancer, already had heart disease, already had diabetes, or if you're in a nursing home. Those people have to be very careful. The rest of us, just go to work each day and get on with your life. That's the way I saw it. And I lived through it just fine. You lived through it just fine. So I get it. Anyway, let's talk about the economy, because right now that's the big issue, is has Biden, you know, hurt this economy long-term? Clearly he's hurt it short-term. Clearly we're about to enter recession. Clearly inflation is a disaster for the middle class, and clearly gas prices are a horrendous, effect, having a horrendous effect on middle-class people. What do you say is the solution to this economy until Republicans get control? What is it we can do? The answer is probably pretty little, right?
Well, so a couple of things. First of all, the first thing we could do is learn from the mistakes of this administration so we never do them again, right? And so the thing is that there's ideology is one thing, but when ideology becomes policy, it becomes real. This ideology has become real, right? So they've spent, what's the single biggest cost driver behind everything today? The price of everything is going up, and the central driver behind all of it is gasoline, fuel prices,
right.
Whether it's
correct.
Diesel, gas, jet fuel, transporting things costs money, et cetera. That's the single biggest driver. Why? Well, it's pretty straightforward. People are using it, and there's not enough of it being produced for a lot of reasons. One of them being that we in the United States are producing over a million barrels of oil less than we were in 2019. And why is that happening? Well, there are a lot of reasons, but the main one is if you tell an industry what you guys do is evil, you're destroying the world, and we're trying to put you out of business over the next 10 years, I bet you that most of the time those industries will stop growing and investing in new capabilities. Why would anybody invest, for example, in a new refinery that takes at least 10 years just to pay off the investment when you're telling them that 8 to 9 years from now you're going to put them out of business, when you're telling
right.
banks not to lend them money? And that's what's happened here. Now, that was the ideology, and one thing is to be annoyed by the ideology and explain to people why it doesn't work, but when you actually turn it into law, the timing couldn't have been worse. So now everybody's paying the price for it. Now they're going around, you know, begging people to produce more oil, as long as they don't do it in the United States. Can you do it in Saudi Arabia? Can you do it in Iran? Can you do it in Venezuela? But don't do it in America, because somehow Saudi oil is better for the environment than American oil. So that we got to learn from that. Never, ever allow these people with these ideas to ever have the levers of government in their hands again. And then
right.
the other is they poured $1.9 trillion. Okay, people forget under Donald Trump's last month of president, we passed the COVID relief bill. Then they came back 4 months later and put another $1.9 trillion into the economy. So here you go, a lot of money chasing limited goods, drove up inflation as well. And now, you know, it's going to take some time now. What are the only instruments available now? Well, you got to raise interest rates so people will spend less. But that's very painful. That causes recession. That causes stagflation. And so we're in Jimmy Carter territory right now.
Yeah, and don't forget, I mean, Bill Maher is a big liberal. I don't know if Senator Rubio, you've ever listened to Bill Maher, but he's a big liberal, but he's a common sense liberal. From time to time, he actually sounds pretty good to me. And he's been saying that liberals try to make us move away from fossil fuel and gasoline to electric cars and green energy when there isn't a viable alternative right now, which has caused the disaster in the United States. There is no viable alternative to dirty fossil fuels at the moment. Nothing works well, and nothing is inexpensive. It all costs a fortune. Even Bill Maher knows that. There is no other alternative but fossil fuel at this moment.
Yeah, well, and the bigger part about it is you can't outkick your coverage here, right? So your technology, listen, maybe 20 years from now we're going to have these batteries that are phenomenal. They can store a bunch of power in them. They're cheaper. If you told me that a battery-powered car cost me less per month, I'd do it. I would not. That doesn't exist today. If you make me do it today, it doesn't exist. You're making me use today's technology. I think that's where we're going to get anyways on our own as we gravitate towards it. But you can't make people do that, as, you know, I guess the Bill Maher point being ahead of its time. And that's what these guys have done. And so, obviously now we get hit with this thing and it's made it, you know, substantially worse for everybody. And that's the difference between inflation is one thing. This is the inflationary driver. This is the inflated prices of the bare necessities of life. Food, clothing, transportation, and housing. The four things that you need to survive, all four are much more expensive than 8.5% a month. They're all, in some cases, you know, gas prices are double.
20%,
almost double what
30%,
they were a
year ago. Yeah. 20%, 30%, even 50% in some cases. Agreed. Let me ask something. I'm a person who believes, because I went to Columbia University, I'm a Jewish kid from New York who went to Columbia University, and everyone I met there bragged about being a Marxist, a communist, a socialist, and they all said they were going to use a plan called Cloward Piven to destroy the United States. And I graduated, Marco, in 1983, a long time ago. And they all said they were going to destroy capitalism and overthrow this country with Cloward Piven, which is the intentional destruction of the middle class by basically bankrupting them and making them lose their jobs. And it seems to me that's what's happening right now. Do you believe this is totally incompetence, or it's some mixture of incompetence and the intentional communist takeover of the United States?
Well, I think there's a couple of things at play here. The first is incompetence, without a doubt. That's number one. People that just don't understand the difference between theory and reality. Number two is a flawed ideology. Okay, anywhere that leftist ideas have been imposed is one of the reasons why I feel so bad for Colombia, a country that my wife's family's from there. They're a very important U.S. partner in South America, our best ally in South America, just elected a leftist president. These leftists take over. The only change they bring are poverty and misery and suffering. Those are the things they bring, okay? Leftism doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's never worked. At least it doesn't work to achieve what we hope to achieve. So I think that's a big factor. And then, look, I do think that when it comes to things like, for example, gas prices, there are a lot of people on the far left that are happy that gas prices are at $5. They want them to be at $8 or $9 because they think that the more gas costs, the less people will drive, the better the environment's going to be in the climate. But more importantly, in their mind, the more people will use mass transit and the more people will go and gravitate towards electric cars. That's their thinking, and that's their mindset when it comes to that. And so that's part of it. And the other thing, I think they like inflation. The far leftists like inflation because that means people become more dependent on government.
Right.
What are the answers that Biden is now offering? I'm going to send everybody a gas card. That's their answer to everything, a $2,000 check, a gas card.
I got to jump in just because we're running out of time, where the music's on and we're headed to the break, and you know the limitations of radio. Enjoyed having you on. It was a great interview. I hope it's the first of many. I'd like to get you on once in a while from now on because I'm a big fan of yours. Senator Marco Rubio, United States Senator from Florida since 2011. Great to have you on. God bless you. Keep fighting, Senator. Thank you. Hello, I'm Wayne Alaroot, letting you know about the coolest conference ever. It's called Counter Canceled. It happens on Tuesday, June 21st through Thursday, June 23rd at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Many of the most canceled speakers in America will be there, talking about the topics the D.C. Swamp, Deep State, and World Economic Forum in Davos don't want you to hear about. If it's banned, confidential, or classified, if it's blacked out by the media, if it could get you banned for life on Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, you'll hear about it at Counter Canceled. Hear the most canceled voices in media, tech, politics, and pop culture. Expose the real threats to our democracy and teach you how to fight back and win. Enjoy great food, drink, dancing, and DJs, a screening of 2,000 mules, and meet all the speakers up close and personal, including keynote speaker Dr. Peter McCullough and yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. Buy your tickets right now. Counter Canceled starts June 21st in Las Vegas. Go to CreatorConnectEvents.com. That's CreatorConnectEvents.com. CreatorConnectEvents.com. Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reed sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere my pillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to mypillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. mypillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, Wayne on the roots on fire. Welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. We love our Energized Health because they made me look the best I've looked in decades. Maybe not the best of my life, because you're never going to look as good as you looked when you're 25 years old, when you're 61 years old in a month. But I certainly look as good as I've looked in a couple of decades. I look better now that I'm about to be 61 than when I was 48, 49, 50. That's pretty amazing. How many people can say that? And that's because of Energized Health. So I lost 25 pounds of fat, almost all of it dangerous inner body visceral fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days on the program. And that's the important part, the first 88 days. And once you do that, you just hold. You just stay there forevermore. And that's where I've stayed, forevermore. It's about 20 months later, and I look and feel fantastic, and I look and feel as good or better than I did after that 88-day opening of the program, because it's simple and it's easy. So go to energizedhealth.com and click on the red button and watch the masterclass video and look at all the testimonials and then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people, just like you and me, zero pressure. They'll share exactly what they do and see if it makes sense for you. You're going to learn the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration. That's the whole key to their program, is hydration. Make sure to tell them that Wayne Root sent you and they give you the WAR 40% off discount. The Wayne Root 40% off discount. Your life will never be the same, and you get 40% off. Go now to energizedhealth.com, energizedhealth.com. All right, so I mentioned this when I guest hosted the Alex Jones TV show today. Hopefully you were watching. Every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern, I guest host Alex Jones. And I'll have two new TV shows to announce in just the next few days. But there were thousands and thousands of flights canceled this weekend. In some places, I saw 10,000 flights canceled. And then in other places, I saw that there were like 100,000 flights canceled or delayed this weekend across the United States. I don't know if that figure could possibly be right. I didn't even know there were 100,000 flights in America. Maybe there's, you know, over Saturday and Sunday combined, there's 100,000 total, and every one of them was either delayed or canceled. I don't know. But it was a terrible weekend for travel, for air travel and for, you know, the travel industry. Nightmare. And I just want to reiterate, and it ties in with the terrible problem that the entire American business is having. You can't find any employees. This is the most job openings in history, and nobody wants them. And so someone has to start asking, where did all the people go? Where did all the pilots go? Where did all the flight attendants go? Where did the flight crews go? Where is the average employee for a restaurant or for any other business that's looking for help, and they can't find any? That's the biggest problem in America today. Nobody can find any help. Why? And I got to tell you my theory, and I said it yesterday, and I'm saying it again today. COVID vaccine. The COVID vaccine has screwed up the entire American country, the entire American culture, the entire American business. It's all been screwed up by the COVID vaccine. People are dying in incredible record numbers. And by the way, how many times have you heard me say this on the show? That people are dying for the COVID vaccine in record numbers. And I'm going to back it up to you right now. Okay? Because Lincoln National, the country's fifth largest life insurance carrier, is now reporting a massive 163% increase in death benefits paid out in its group life insurance policy in 2021. Annual statements filed with the state insurance departments, which were provided to Crossroads Report in response to public records requests, show that Lincoln National paid out just about three times as much money for dead people in 2021 compared to 2020 and 2019. And I want you to understand, before I get to the numbers, do you understand what 2020 was? 2020 was the year of COVID. Liberals made it like everybody died of COVID. The whole world was dying of COVID. There's a million people dead of COVID. If that's the case, how come Lincoln National paid out three times more in 2021, the first year of the COVID vaccine, than they paid out in 2020? How could that be? Does that make sense? Well, it does if the COVID vaccine is worse than COVID. And if the COVID vaccine is killing people, it does. So last year, an astounding $1.45 billion was paid out by Lincoln National, compared to $548 million in 2020 and about $500 million in 2019. And keep in mind, earlier this year, another major life insurance company, One America, reported a 40% increase in death claims after the COVID injections were released. And so, this is incredible. From 2019, the last normal year before the pandemic, to 2020, the year of the COVID-19 virus, deaths only increased by 9%. But in 2021, the year of the COVID vaccine, deaths increased almost 164%. And according to math, that means more than 20,000 people covered by Lincoln National, one company, died in 2021 because of the COVID flu shots. These are incredible numbers, folks. I'll tell you more when we get back, but that's the reason airlines are delayed. That's the reason there aren't enough pilots. That's the reason there aren't enough flight attendants. That's the reason there aren't enough flight crews. They're either dead, they're sick, or they all quit, or were forced to retire, or fired because they would not take the COVID vaccine. This is all about the COVID vaccine.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.